Maester Lewin urged him to do just that, but Rob would not hear of it. My lord father would never have sent men off to die while he huddled like a craven behind the walls of Winterfell, he said. All Rob the Lord. Rob seemed half a stranger to Bran now, transformed. A lord, in truth, though he had not yet seen his 16th name day. Even their father's banner man seemed to sense it. Many tried to test him, each in his own way. Roose Bolton and Robert Glover both demanded the honour of battle command, the first brusquely, the second with a smile and a jest. Stout, grey-haired Mage Mormont, dressed in mail like a man, told Rob bluntly that he was young enough to be her grandson, and had no business giving her commands, but, as it happened, she had a granddaughter she would be willing to have him marry. Soft-spoken Lord Serwyn had actually brought his daughter with him, a plump, homely maid of 30 years, who sat at her father's left hand and never lifted her eyes from her plate. Jovial Lord Hornwood had no daughters, but he did bring gifts. A horse one day, haunch of venison the next, a silver-chased hunting horn the day after, and he asked nothing in return. Nothing but a certain holdfast taken from his grandfather, and hunting rights north of a certain ridge, and leave to damn the White Knife, if it pleased the Lord.